we've had some fun with some quotes recently here, and maybe some of those motivational things you see from time to time on the internet, but they pass in front of our eyes, they go away. Do they resonate? How about the idea that you have ability, and that's what you've got inside of you inherently? You've got motivation, and that's what you do yourself with that ability. And then the attitude, that's what takes you to real success, whatever that may be in your eyes and frequently in the eyes of others. How do you combine those three things? You know, last week we talked about the three things you can do to guarantee failure, and you sure can do that. What about the things that come together to create ultimate success? Let's talk about it this morning with our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, here with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. And I know he comes here with much ability, always a great motivation on a Tuesday, and a supremely strong attitude. Good morning.
Well, listen, it's a great setup and a good one. How does that sound? Motivates me to do the best I can do, of course. Good for you, Dave. Well, listen, a couple things here. You know, these sound like simple things because we all know what they mean. The ability is what we can do. The motivation is what motivates us to do it. Then the attitude, of course, is the, you know, the carry through and how we follow through on activities. I just want to use two examples here. If you're a salesperson, you may be very persuasive. You may be very articulate, okay?
Right.
If you mold that or merge that with someone who's highly motivated, out meeting people, trying to make sales, things are fine. Now, the problem can be, let's deal with the attitude. But if you have a lack of carry through, you're rude to the person. If a person isn't ready to make a deal, mm-hmm. you push too hard, you could be hiding facts, then that would show where the attitude can destroy everything. Now, if the attitude matches the motivation and the ability, then you can have a very, very successful salesperson. Same thing, we'll take another example, a teacher. A teacher, let's say the teacher is an expert on the materials being taught, okay, and highly motivated to teach and really wants the persons that they're teaching to do well. But if they're demeaning, lack empathy, don't really understand how the willingness of the person to learn or their ability to communicate, then that would be a case, again, of the attitude sinking the person who has good ability and good motivation. However, when the teacher can be motivated, is there working with the person, trying to meet their needs, trying to communicate, then we can have great success. Now, the problem is this all seems very simple, Dave, but I see in my work, and I'm sure you see in the road of life, that merging these is often very difficult, and people have a hard time. And then if you have low self-esteem, let's add the low self-esteem on this, it doesn't matter what your ability is. You're going to have problems with motivation, and you're going to have it with attitude because you're not going to really believe that you can do this. So a lot of merging these three together is important for the persons around them to try to help them. And these are words that I just will use with people. I'll say, you know, you have the ability to do this. You now seem motivated. You need the attitude to move forward and succeed. So these, they sound simple, and these came from a quote actually from Lou Holtz, the old football coach.
Well, I was going to ask you, because these play perfectly into athletics as well.
They do, Dave, because really, if you really think about it, many things in life are competitive, or they relate to teamwork, they relate to doing our best. So quotations, whether they can be, look at old Woody Hayes used to love to use war quotes as far as that goes, and thought Patton was a great guy. So I think that in any field we're in, when we can find quotations to help us move forward and to motivate us, that can be good. Even better when we create quotations that other people are using to help them in their lives. But life can be a struggle, but if we can really get the magic combination of where we can merge ability, the motivation, and the right attitude, we can really go a long ways in life, and people really ought to, in their own mind, be trying to put those three together and see where they might be failing, because you may have all the ability in the world, and you may have the best attitude in terms of working with people
mm-hmm.
and succeeding. But if you don't have the motivation to do it, you get started at 10, 11 in the morning, then you'll fail.
Well, the marriage of those things, like you say, all three, that's the beautiful thing. And I bring it back to athletics because, you know, for example, a small high school coach can make, you know, have the slogan, hey, TNT, it takes no talent, because maybe he doesn't have a lot there, but he's got to find a way to get his players, his guys, his girls out there to want to get it going with a proper motivation and maybe their attitude. And that can overcome, to some degree, the ability. Only goes so far, but getting them all. Look, when I worked at the National Park, yeah, I go off on a hike, I look up, and there was a mountain in front of me. Well, you know, you talk about simple things. You look at in front of you. There's the problem. There's the mountain. It's not going to climb itself. But actually doing a real mountain climb, whether it looks so simple, it's not simple to do. And so you've got to get all those things in together. And I think for a lot of people, that's very hard. But a great analogy is the one you made about a teacher. You can have brilliant knowledge, but if you're not motivated on the teaching side, and if your attitude is poor, you're going to be considered one of the worst teachers and instructors in the world, no matter how smart you are. It won't matter.
Well, listen, you're absolutely right, Dave. And I think as we live our lives, if we can try to help people put those three in concepts, those ideas, put them into effective work for an individual, then there can be a lot of success. Because, you know, my son John works with a lot of athletes as part of this one sports psychology area, and I work with, you know, we both work with a lot of the same people, the same types of people or situations. But it all comes down to these three things often. You know, what's your overall talent, okay? What's your ability? And then the attitude, you know, or excuse me, the motivation. How motivated are you to really work at things? And then the attitude, which of course gets into personality traits and being able to match up.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is interesting. We tend to, as we were talking, we tend to think of sports, but they really relate to all phases of our lives. And the more successful we are, it means we've been able to merge these, put them together, because if you're going to be effective with people, they have to trust you, they have to feel you can help them, and then you have to be able to carry forward and indeed do help them as best you can. And if you do, then you're going to be successful. You've been a TV radio personality for years. If you weren't good at it, you wouldn't be doing it.
Well, you know what? There'll be people who disagree with you on that. But, you know, but I don't give them any creeds. I want to ask you this, though. Let's take ability aside, because that's one that I think, let's just set that aside. I want to ask about motivation before we go. And the idea of self-motivation, how do you key on that? What's the most important thing for someone to take away here when it comes to self-motivation? Because that starts every day with getting out of bed, with looking at each day in a new way, maybe with new eyes, and also combining that with the experiences you've had to try to propel a little bit further than you went before. How do you do that every day?
You have to have a vision of where you're going. And what I mean by that, if your goal, let's just take the sales example.
Yeah.
If your goal is to sell 100 widgets this month, okay, you can't start off on May 2nd and say, I haven't sold any widgets and I don't know if I'll be able to or what's going on, because that isn't how you're going to succeed. You have to say you have a month, you know what you're going to do, you're already motivated to call people, meet with people,
right,
get things done. But it's having a vision of where you want to go, and you own it. You own the vision. It isn't because it's a job you have to do. Not that you can't succeed at that, but it has to ultimately be self-motivation, self-success, self-satisfaction. And if others praise us and think what we're doing is good, that is, of course, a positive thing also. But ultimately, it is the person has to have that self-motivation to do their very best and go forward with it.
Boy, that is huge. It is. I'm not diminishing any of the three, but that motivation factor, whatever gets you going, it's amazing what you can achieve. It truly is. DrJohnB.com, that's the website where the podcast will reside here very shortly. Always great to talk to you, my friend. These things, you know, again, they sound simple, but and they are in concept, but getting them through together is not. And when you can do that, it's amazing what you can achieve. Always great to have you here.
Very Very good, my friend, and what you say is true, so I'll look forward to talking to you. Bye-bye.
All right, this is the Morning Wake Up. This is 1320. This is WILS.